Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
Hello, and welcome to Episode Zero. If you haven't joined us before, my name is Lizzie.
And I'm Carolyn.
And the premise of our show is that we come up with hypothetical TV show ideas and we talk about them and riff on them. And also just celebrating television in general.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Carolyn, you have some exciting news. You have a big change coming up in your life.
Yeah. I am going to be moving to New York. Woo-hoo. So that we can end this long-distance relationship.
It's so sad, this long-distance relationship that we have.
It's just, I've actually convinced a number of people here in D.C. that I am reuniting with my long-lost lover.
A long-lost lover.
They're like, me. Are you excited? Are you excited to see Lizzie more? I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm excited to see my family more. They're like, and Lizzie? I'm like, yeah, and, you know, to work in a New York school and see Lizzie. I'm like, would you shut up?
Yeah. Everyone knows. We're just deeply in love. And we're just being pulled from each other every single day. And every single episode of Episode Zero.
It's just one little bridge. One thread of connection.
Just this one little thread over the airways.
Yeah, maybe I'll document the whole process. Maybe I'll make a really cool documentary out of my moving.
Can it be like a Snapchat documentary?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a new age Snapchat documentary of me of me frustrating my father as we're trying to navigate a U-Haul down 95.
Well, the other funny part of that is that you're going to be in separate cars, right?
Yeah, that's
true. He's going to be driving the U-Haul and you're going to be in your car. So it's going to be like you calling him, him calling you, you snapping everything.
I'm definitely going to flip a U-Haul on the turnpike at some point.
Moving goals, flip a U-Haul.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I have to pick up the U-Haul and drive back to my house, which is going to be really terrifying. It's the only time that I'll be driving the U-Haul. But
Do you mean you have to pick up the U-Haul?
The U-Haul and like bring it to my, I'm trying to like get it to my house before my dad gets here. And so like I'm going to go with someone and have them drop me off and
How big is this U-Haul? What are we talking about?
I got the big one. My dad was like, get the biggest one.
Like, the big one. What does that mean? I'm imagining like a tractor trailer.
I mean, like it's really big. I was like, Dad, I don't think so. I only have like 3 pieces of furniture. He was like, get the big one.
Get the biggest one you can find.
We'll and don't buy get insurance.
We have to. Yeah, and don't get insurance.
So yeah, so it's we're gonna be like driving a fucking like a gentle giant moving truck.
I can't wait for this Snap documentary.
Yeah, it's gonna be really exciting.
I want there to be more Snap documentaries. That's like a new thing. It's not television, but it's like the new thing.
No, it totally I feel like, is.
Well, what's that thing where people like live stream things?
The Periscope.
Yeah, like Periscope.
Yeah.
I feel like we need more of that. Like more a little more planned. Yet unplanned.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like I think it's really cool when people plan them really well, but it sucks when people don't.
Yeah. And you're just like at a music concert for like 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same fucking frame. I'm like I'm literally watching the entire show that you are watching.
Yeah. Might as well just buy a ticket and go.
Yeah.
No point.
But it's really cool when people, like, take time. I think there's a lot more of that happening, like, not in our exact millennial latitude, but, like, the one, like, 3 rungs below us. Like, people who are, like, 5 or 6
by
years
By 3 rungs below, do you mean, like, younger than us?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, or just, like, lesser quality people.
No. No, I mean younger. Like we're all like we're like I'm a millennial and my brother's a millennial, but like my brother's like 9 years younger than me, so he's just at a different latitude.
Millennial is like a very broad range of ages.
Yeah, it's way too big. of, like, a gap, because the technology that I feel like my brother and sister are able to manipulate is, like, vastly different from me.
You can't put people in the same basket who, like, you know, didn't have the internet when they were children and, like, were on, like, AOL Messenger.
Yeah, and we're using,
in the same basket as, like, Snapchat.
Yeah, users. Like, the coolest thing I was doing when I was 12 was, like, using, like, Microsoft Paint.
Yeah. Kid pics.
Yeah, exactly. The Oregon Trail. Like,
oh my gosh.
I remember just a huge gap.
This was a very, like, tech heavy story for, like, I don't know, like 2003 or something. Mm-hmm. I remember in high school, I got in trouble because we had, like, a tech lab where you could, like, go in and everyone would be on their own computer, but the teacher could see all of your screens, like, at their master computer.
Ooh, big brother.
I don't know. Did you ever go to that lab?
In high school?
Yeah. We used to go for Spanish class. Lord knows why.
No. I never. I have very poor computer skills. So, no, I've never. I know what lab you're talking about, and I never went there.
It was very high tech. It was, like, you know, the newest, latest, greatest. And we were doing, like, I don't know, like Rosetta Stone or something. Like, I don't know why we were there for Spanish class. I feel like sometimes they're just like, well, we gotta use technology, so.
Oh, no, you know what? I know what you're talking about. Yes, yes, yes. I went there for German once or twice.
Yeah, why did we go there for languages?
I don't know. I think because exactly what you're saying, like, they had some kind of, like, they got some kind of, like, software, and they're like, we have to justify it by using it at
we
least
We have
like
to
twice
use the software
year.
That we bought.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, but I got in trouble because I was, you know, dicking around.
Yeah.
like, literally, like, on kid pics. like, and I'm in high school. This is, like, I'm, like, a solid, like, 16 years old. And I'm, like, painting, like, my masterpiece on kid pics for, like, the entire 45-minute period. And, like, at the end of the period, like, my teacher, like, just comes into my headset. Like, that was
oh,
the creepiest
part.
Oh, I
remember that. Oh, my
yeah.
God, yes!
It's Senor Ryan. He didn't even walk over. He just went into my headset. All of a sudden, I hear him, and he's like, Lizzie, ¿qué estás haciendo? He's like, ¿tú no estás haciendo la tarea? I was like, ¡ay, Dios mío! Like, how does he see me?
I do remember that, because I remember I would always, I'm so bad, I'm, like, notoriously bad at languages, and whenever I was,
oh, notoriously,
I am notoriously,
everybody knows about it.
Yeah. I'm infamously bad at languages. And whenever we would do those multiple choice things, I would always just, like, click around until I got the right answer. Like, I just couldn't even, I couldn't even guess what the right answer was. And she would always come on and she'd, like, be like, conjugate the verb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'd be like, why are you guessing?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty cool, though, that they could, like, see everything that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how, like, actually utilitarian that is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not, yeah, there's no, like, teaching advantage or, like, learning advantage, I think, except, like, behavior management. Like,
it's
making sure you're not on
kid picks. For the sake of tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I still was on kid picks for, like, a good 30 minutes. So, I don't even know how good it is for that, you know?
Because once he got off of you, you're like, so I have a good 30 minutes until he cycles back to me.
Exactly. Well, you know what's funny? Now I'm getting a flashback of the exact moment. I was on a headset to another person, because you could also, like, call other
yep.
people's computers.
Yep, yep. I remember
so
doing
I
that.
Remember I called Ansley, I'm pretty sure it was. I called her, and I was like, and I shared my screen with her or something, and I was like, do you like the hat? I remember saying that, because I, like, drew a hat. Okay, let me tell you exactly what I was doing. I'll paint you a picture. No pun intended. Pun intended. I had downloaded vintage celebrity photos. So it was, like, I think, like, Robert Redford or something. And then I was using kid pics. I was, like,
so
a genius.
So you downloaded
really
a picture that, like, maybe no one in our graduating class would have been able to identify.
They were, like, vintage celebrity actors, like, from the 40s and 50s. It was, like, you know, like, what's her name? The blonde.
Greta
from
Garbo and, like.
Yeah, it was, like, people like that. Like, I downloaded these images, and then I used kid pics to, like, make them, like, artsy and cool and, like, add these, like.
You're like,
I was, like,
I'm Andy Warhol.
Yeah, I was Andy Warhol. The Andy Warhol of 11th grade in Chatham High School. And I, like, added, like, a hat to Robert Redford. And I called Ainsley and I was like, do you like the hat? And then Senator Ryan came in and he was like, what hat, Lizzie? But it was, like, in Spanish. He was like, qual, I don't even remember how you would say that type of hat. He was like, qual gora.
Like, ah! Cult.
Wish I still had those files. Those were, like, really cool art pieces.
Well, this actually is a great segue for something that I recently found on my computer, Liz.
Oh, my God. Tell us about it.
So I was going through an external hard drive, an old external, which is, like, basically, like, if any of us ever kept scrapbooks, like, what?
That's like reliving your whole life in an intimate way.
I swear to God it was. I spent a whole Sunday going through it and just, like, looking at old things I had written and hating myself. And,
like, I spent a whole day hating myself.
Just hating myself. But the best thing that I came across was I found a bunch of... So back in... I can't remember if it was high school or college. No, it was definitely high school. Back in high school, Lizzie and I began a musical group, but it was just the two of us, and no one knew about it.
We began a musical group? Yeah.
And it was called Good Christian Women, because we were really obsessed with Puritans.
Yeah, and I think we also, like, wanted to be really cool and, like, anti, mm-hmm. like, iconoclasts. And, like, the coolest way we could do that at that age was, like, mm-hmm. to be like, religion sucks.
So we started this, and we made a couple of really brilliant songs. But the the one that I just played for myself was one that we recorded, yeah, when we were, like, 16 years old, because of an honors chemistry class that we were taking.
Oh my God, cue it up. I haven't heard this in maybe 10 years.
Okay, give me a second to cue it. And
all right, I'm going to be quiet while you're playing it so that you can play it through the speaker.
Yeah, be prepared.
Hey there. This is a song we wrote about honors chemistry in junior year that we took together.
With Mr. Heffernan.
It was very painful for both of us.
Because we suck at science.
And also because, well, yeah.
That was pretty much it. We sucked at science.
I'm trying to justify myself, but that's really the reason.
Yeah, no, we didn't really try. All right, enjoy the song.
I want you to know I am suffering in your H-chem class every day. When Carol and I are talking, you stare and begin walking to our table and yell at me. It's because she is on track, and frankly, I think that's whack. Why don't you take off your goggles and see?
Cause the flame that I made from the Bunsen burner wasn't enough to burn down the lab. Time to pull HCL down someone else's back. I hope you feel it.
Can you feel it?
Cause I'm here to remind you of the D I got in chemistry. It's not fair to blame Vina with the failing grade that you get to me. You
Yeah, oughta die.
It's amazing hearing yourself from the past.
It's like, it's shockingly similar. At first I was like, oh my God, I sound so different. And then, like, I listened to myself on one of our podcasts from, like, a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I sound exactly the same.
You don't sound different at all. I want to, like, give myself a pat on the back. Like, my, what, 17-year-old self? Just give her a pat on the back.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know.
It's so funny, and it's so good, and it's so hilarious how much fun we were having with that.
We were the most dramatic in honors chemistry. I can't think of a class where we made more of a stink.
I think it's because, like, we were both genuinely challenged by it. I just remember being like, you know, we're smart people, right? Whatever that means.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it was like a challenge that I couldn't figure out. Yeah. It was like something that I couldn't even like create a strategy to like cope with it. Like I couldn't even approach chemistry in any way.
And everyone else around us was like, yeah, duh. Like yeah. That was like every time you said something, they were like, yeah, yeah, we get it. And we're like, what?
It wasn't everybody, but it's true. Like, I feel like the majority of the class was like, you know, getting good grades and like understood.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's something in our brains that makes us friends and also makes us not able to do chemistry.
Yeah, we were also labeled the theater kids.
But there were other theater kids in our class.
No, but he called us the theater kids.
But there were definitely other kids in the class almost, who yeah, did theater.
No, I know there were, but it was almost and like they, a like, figured out chemistry. Because remember, we would, like, he'd always let us do, like, poster projects instead of, like, labs.
Okay, so I remember a wonderful poster project that I did in that class. We all had to pick an element, remember, and, like, talk about it?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And I did neon.
Yeah.
And, well, what we really did in that class was we took our, like, theatrical skills and, like, capitalized on them to our advantage because it's the only thing we could do. So, like, I remember during that presentation, I had my poster on neon and all these facts and stuff, and I, like, planted you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you weren't planted in the audience. You were just in the class. But I, like, prepped you.
But there were, like, some very specific prompts.
Yeah. And, like, in the middle, you'd be like, Liz, but what about... And, like, ask a very specific question about neon that, like, no one would ever ask so that I could talk about something about neon.
And I feel like great. Every time we did that in that class, like, first of all, Hef thought it was hilarious. And everyone else in the class was like, are you fucking kidding me?
But all that mattered was that the teacher loved it.
That's true. We earned those B minuses.
And I'm sorry, like, that's a much more enjoyable experience to, like, learn about neon than, like, a regular old PowerPoint slide.
1,000% agree. 1,000%.
Do I remember anything about neon? No. Carolyn, have you seen the preview for the movie Sausage Party?
Sausage Party? No, I have not seen the preview for that movie. That sounds like a straight-to-VHS kind of movie.
It does. It's not what you think.
Okay.
So, this is a new movie that's coming out. It's, like, chock full of famous comedians. It's, like, all the people from, like, This Is the End... Like, Jonah Hill, James Franco, like,
mm-hmm.
Seth Rogen, like, mm-hmm. all those guys, and, like, a bunch of other comedians. I think, like, Kristen Wiig is in it.
It's got the comedy gamut.
Yeah, it's, like, everyone who's famous right now. and it's an animated movie. It's, like, you know, a 3D animated movie. And the premise is that, like, food is personified. Like, it's
you know what? My brother told me about this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. But he, like, so he gave, me, he gave, like, me vaguely what this was about. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Right. So it's, like, the food is, like, alive in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, you know, like, the hot dog is in love with the bun, which is, like, adorable. You know, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole, like, thing of the movie is that, like, the food doesn't realize that when you take it home, like, it's gonna get, like, eaten.
They think that it's, like, being, like, selected for something really special.
And then, like, it gets chopped up and the food is, like, screaming.
Yeah.
I, like, saw this and I, like, lost my shit. Like, I was, like, I had, like, such a negative emotional reaction. I was, like, I get the joke. Like, I get it. But it wasn't funny to me at all. Like, I was just, like, horrified.
This is where our paths diverge.
I was just, like, horrified. I was like, no. Like, why are we even going there?
I think that's hilarious, though.
I was so upset. And, like the food is, like, in the freezer, and they're like, oh, the freezer, like, you might never leave. I was like, oh, my God. It was very disturbing to me.
Did they do anything with, like, baby carrots?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't, but, like, that's what I would do.
That's a huge part of the trailer. It's, like, they're, like, they're children.
Yeah.
That's funny that you knew that. No, it's totally, like, ridiculous. So I'm definitely not going to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
and, yeah, I don't know. It just got me thinking about, like, all these movies that personify things, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is, like, no Toy Story, okay? It's like, yeah, like, the toys come alive. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. They're also coming out with this movie, Pets. Now that's like supposed to be, again, it's like the 3D animated, which I'm over, by the way. Like, can we get back to like drawing on paper
agreed
please?
Agreed.
It's like visually overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It's how I feel about HD movies. I can't watch them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them.
See, that I don't feel the same way.
No, yeah.
I feel that way about the news in HD, though. Like, when you see, like, newscasters.
Yeah.
Like, and you're that, like, I'm literally sitting across from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but that's, I guess that's how I feel about when I see, like, movies like that. Like, I'm SD all the way.
SD. She's an SD gal.
I'm an SD type of gal. SD all day.
Oh, my God. You know Carolyn.
You know her.
Just SD'ing all the time.
She's SD'ing all day.
Oh my God. Yeah, so like, I don't know. I recently watched 101 Dalmatians.
I did too. You mean the live action?
No. The cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't seen it in years. I don't even know. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, I even was too young to like even soak it in.
It's so good.
It was so good. And, like, the music was amazing. Like, this incredible jazz music. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was so stylized. But I think this movie, Pets, is, like, trying to go for the same kind of thing of, like, you know, what are the pets really thinking? It's kind of like a Homeward Bound thing.
Mm. Not interested.
I'm not interested either. But I will say I loved Homeward Bound when I was a kid. And, I would love to see a show that's more like that. Like, it's, like, real animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do, like, what they did in Homeward Bound, which is, like, their mouths aren't moving. It's not, like, fucking Air Bud.
Yeah.
It's, like, they're just, like, doing, like, voiceover.
Yeah.
In the background.
It was actually so simple.
So simple. Yeah, so simple. Like, they literally just filmed dogs, yeah, like, hanging out. Yeah,
they just put the cat, and they're like, I'm Sassy the cat, and she's just, like, walking around.
Those animals didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything, they just, yeah. Like, they just, like, barely did what the words said they were going to do. Yeah.
I mean, I do remember when he sticks his head out the car window.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's maybe the most that was directed.
The most directing that dog would take.
That was the most direction he would stand for. But yeah, I would love to see, like, a quirky, like, episodic show where it's, like, you know, because you know how, like, in 101 Dalmatians at the beginning, how he's like, oh, my owner, Roger, like, he's a bachelor. Like, it's like, talking about his owner.
Mm-hmm.
Pongo, you know, I would love that, like, to see, but, like, a modern day, and, you know, there's so many people who, like, live in the city that are single, and they have, like, a fucking cat, or whatever, you know, lots of dog owners in the city.
Yeah.
I think it would be really fun to have something like that, where it's, like, maybe even every episode, it's, like, a different person, or a different pet,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, like, kind of the pets, like, commenting, like narrating on their humans' lives.
Yeah. And like almost like there's like an actual show happening with the humans, but it's like, you'll see significant things happen with the humans, but the like maybe the animals don't see it that way.
Right. Like, they see different things.
Yeah, they see different things. So like as people, we can see what the people are doing and like what that actually means. But to the animals, it might mean something different, and they like totally misinterpret it. And like maybe that's where some of the comedy lies.
Mm-hmm. But also in that, it's like a comment on like what's actually important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it's like all the things that we think are important as humans probably aren't. And the animals are just like noticing like the raw, like essential stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that'd be really cool. I would like love to see that.
Agreed. That sounds like a really like sweet, sentimental, and like, yeah, quirky comedy.
And you could get different, like different comedians or different actors to like voice over each little vignette, like mm-hmm. each pet, you know? Like every episode could be like a different celebrity doing the voice.
Yeah, I love that. That's a really beautiful idea, Liz.
Thanks. And it won't be fucking 3D animated. Jesus Christ. You can't like watch it in IMAX.
You won't be watching it at the Liberty Science Center, I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Much. You can't like strap into a rocket ship to watch this movie. Like just fucking throw it on.
SD.
SD. She's an SD gal.
I'll be watching it in SD.
I always click SD if I'm watching something online because, same. Like, who wants that kind of slog on your browser, you know?
It's practically coming out of my friggin' screen.
What would we call this show? Obviously, we can't call it Pets, because, like, Pixar would, like, come in and, like, with a semi-automatic and, like, kill us.
We could do Pets with a Z.
Pets with three Zs. Pets.
Maybe it's
called Domesticated.
Ooh, love that. God, you're so good. You don't even need me on this.
Get out of here. I'm flying solo. I'm Paul Simoning this shit.
I'm trying to drag you down with my standard definition.
Yeah, I like Domesticated because then it's like, the humans are too, but they just don't know it.
Because it's like, who's domesticating who?
Right. Domesticated. Love it. It could be different cities too. It doesn't have to be like one city.
No. It doesn't have to be.
There could be like weird pets in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How some people have like tigers in their apartments. But that's actually just New York City.
Actually, it's all just New York City. Yeah. No, how about that weird farm out in Ohio that like he had like tons of like exotic animals.
Right, exactly. Oh my god, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about that one next week. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to episode 0. We are on iTunes. We are on Twitter at episode 0 podcast with a digit 0. And we are right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we'll see you again in a couple weeks. Or we'll hear you. No. We'll speak at you in a couple of weeks.